Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I've enjoyed worshipping with you. It reminded me about church in Augustine, where we had 14 different countries represented. We always had different languages, all the different languages, so everybody could sing in their own language. So thank you for doing that for us.
大家好，今天很荣幸来到这里，然后跟大家一起敬拜，然后我们用赞美来一起来敬拜赞美我们的神，我们赞美很高兴，谢谢。Thank you.
Our text today is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
今天所做的见证是加拉太书2章20节。
So if you'd like to turn your Bibles to Galatians 2, verse 20.
如果大家愿意的话,
and this is what it says in English, I am crucified with Christ.
这经文当中它就是,
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我,
in the life that I now live, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So today we're going to talk about the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us.
神爱我们，他甚至让他的儿子，然后降生，然后为我们的生命，为了救我们而舍己的故事。So
I want to tell you the story today of a young man.
我今天跟大家开始的故事是讲述一个年轻人的故事。When
he was about 16, he left home and joined the army.
他大概在他16岁的时候呢，他就离开家乡，然后呢去参军了。
He was strong.
他非常的健壮。
And he was very skillful with the sword and with the javelin.
然后呢，他的就是这个技术很高超，用他的剑和他的矛。
So when he was about 30, he was promoted to centurion, which is like a major in the New Zealand Army.
然后呢，他到他30岁的时候，他就被升官了。 然后呢，任命为百夫长，和现在的这个陆军上将差不多。So
this is him with his men. You see, he's got this red plume on his helmet.
然后你可以看到这位年轻人的头上的这个头盔，头盔上是有一些标志物，就是这个像鬃毛一样的。And
he's called a centurion because he's in charge of 100 men.
他为什么来这个头饰就说为他是百夫长，是因为他是来管理的人的。So
he goes, he blows his whistle, and he calls his men, and they run after him into battle.
所以呢，当他发出指令的时候，他就是首先他吹一个哨星，然后他就带领着他的士兵进入战斗。While
the soldiers are fighting, if they get lost, they look for him because he's tall, and they can see the red. Plume on his helmet.
如果是他的当中的士兵有人已经是在战斗当中走失的时候，人们是可以看到他，就是因为他很高很大，然后呢，人们就可以通过找到他的这个头盔上的红鬃毛的话，就可以找到他的部队。Or
else they listen for the whistle.
或者他听他的哨音发出的命令，就可以找到他。He
has seen many people die.
他见过很多人在他面前死去。But
today he's not got a nice job, it's a bad job.
但是今天呢，他接到了一个很艰巨的一个任务，这个任务是不是很好的一个任务。He's
in charge of executing, killing prisoners.
然后他的这个任务就是要处决犯人。And
there are three.
然后他们是要，今天是要处决三个犯人。
Two are bad.
两个是很坏的。They
are bad thieves.
他们是一个很坏的强盗。Like
ram raiders in Whangarei.
然后就像这个很多的不好的人在Whangarei不好的人一样。
Yeah, you crash into shops. Maybe your shops, I don't know.
然后他们会转起他们的商店，可能这个商店就是丹中在座的哪一位的。
But the other man, he can't understand.
但是另外一个人呢，他就觉得是不可思议。
They say his crime is he said he is the son of God.
然后呢，因为他们对他的罪名的指控是说，他的罪是说他说了他是神的儿子。
And they said any human who says he's God must be killed.
然后，因为当时他们会觉得说，如果任何一个人来说我是神，那就会他就会被处决。But
the judge says, but what has he done wrong? What crime?
但是呢，这个审判长就会问说，他到底做错了什么事情呢？我们要这样处决他。They
just shout, crucify him, crucify him, hang him on the cross.
但是呢，百姓们就直接我这没任何理由，就是说处死他，处死他，让他上绞刑架。
The judge says he's innocent. I'm washing my hands. You can crucify him.
然后审判长呢就说，因为他是无罪的，我要去洗我的手。如果你要处死他，那你就处死他，跟我无关。Now
the centurion, whose name according to tradition is Longinus, that's his name, Longinus.
然后这个百夫长的名字，按照他的这个原文出来的话，就是 Longinus， 然后我中文把它是，Longinus。
They take whips and they hit him with the whips so that he bleeds and he loses lots of blood.
然后呢，得到的命令是要用鞭子去抽打这些囚犯，然后呢，这个囚犯就会皮开肉绽，然后会有很多的血。
Then they put a red coat on him. And they put a crown of thorns on his head. They push it into his head.
然后呢，他把这个浑身是血的，然后穿上红袍，然后再戴上一个用金子做的头冠。And
they bow down before him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews."
然后他们就会对着他来，鞠躬说，哎，你是这个犹太的王。Longinus
can't understand that he doesn't shout back. He just sits quietly.
基罗努斯呢，他觉得不能，就是当人们这样讥笑他或者朝他大吼大叫的时候，而这个人是对这些的嘲弄侮辱是没有任何的回应。But
there's work to do.
但是呢，接下来我们还是有很多工作是要做。So
he says to his soldiers.
然后呢，他就对他的士兵说。You
go and get the box with the nails and the hammer in it.
你，然后你就会去拿，准备一箱钉子和锤子。And
you over there, go to the kitchen and get us food. We're going to be very hungry today.
在那边的那个，你要去厨房，然后准备食物。今天这个工作结束之后，我们会非常的饥饿。And
you look strong. You go and get the cross and bring us the cross.
那个，你看起来很强壮，你去准备那个背那个十字架。And
you can read. You go and get the sign that says Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews.
你可以阅读，然后你去准备一个标语，然后这个标语呢写上他是我是犹太的王。This
is the road they go to the cross. It's about 500 meters and it's very narrow.
这条路呢，它就是要去刑场的要必经之路，然后这条路非常的窄，500。
And there are thousands of people in the road.
但是呢，可能上千人在这条路上这么走。And
Longinus goes on his horse in the front to push the people out of the way.
这个百夫长呢是骑在这个马上呢，然后呢他要往前带领着人走，所以呢他需要，因为人太多太挤，所以呢他不得不。
Behind him, the soldiers push people out of the way.
然后呢，在他后面的士兵也需要呢，就是把人群往两边挤。But
then something goes wrong.
但是呢，这当中出现了一个事情。The
prisoner that lost so much blood has collapsed.
然后呢，囚犯呢就因为失血过多，所以呢就倒地不起了。He
turns around on his horse. And he sees a big man.
然后呢，他调转他的马头，然后他看见一个很高大的男人。He
says, "You carry his cross."
你来帮助他，来扛你的十字架。
When they arrive, at Calvary,
当他们去到那个 Calvary 的这个地方的时候
they offer him some drugs.
然后他们就是给他提供一些药物
to take the pain away and make him feel happy.
这个药呢会让就是一个止痛，会让他的痛苦感觉不到痛苦的药。
Jesus tastes a bit.
耶稣呢就尝了尝。
He says no.
这个是不要的。
Longinus can't understand that criminals usually take the painkillers.
Longinus 觉得不太明白，因为通常的囚犯都会因为太痛，所以都会服用这个药物。
This man is brave.
这个人真勇敢。
He's more like a soldier going into battle.
他更像一个去战斗的一个士兵。
He wants his mind to be clear.So that he can think and know what's going on.
因为他不想因为他是要保持他的头脑这个清楚，是因为然后他会知道接下来所要发生的事情。
Is he the son of God?
他是神的儿子吗？
But there's more work to do.
但是这接下来还有更多的事情需要去完成。
They put the cross on the ground.
然后他们把这个十字架放在这个地上。
They put Jesus on top of the cross.
然后他们把耶稣放在十字架上。
They tie his arms with ropes.
然后他们用绳子把他的手臂绑在这十字架上。
They tie his legs with ropes.
然后他们用绳子再把腿绑在十字架上。
And they hammer in a nail in his right hand, his left hand, his right foot, his left foot.
然后他们开始用钉子开始钉上他的左手，然后右手，然后左脚，然后右脚。
He can't understand this.
他没有办法去理解这样的事情。
Normally the criminals scream or swear, but he's just quiet.
通常呢，罪犯在被定手定脚的这个时候，他们真的是忍不住的嚎叫，因为太痛苦了。但是耶稣基督竟然是寂然无声。
Then they pull the cross up with ropes.
然后呢，他们就把这个十字架就用。绳子把他给拉上来。
And the man hammers the sign that says Jesus of Nazareth, King.
然后呢，一个士兵呢就把那个标志说犹大的王的这个标语钉在他的头上。
By 9 o'clock, they finished their work.
到九点的时候，这一切的工作都结束了。
The soldiers sit at the bottom of the cross and gamble for Jesus' clothes. They want his clothes.All he's got left.
在耶稣这个脚下面的这些士兵呢，围着他们开始赌博，而且他们赌博的赌注是耶稣基督的衣服。
It's near a shopping center.
这个呢这个地方呢是离商场卖东西的地方非常的近。
The people walking past say, "If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross."
所以呢，路过的路人就过来呢，告诉基督说，说如果你是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来吧。
The priests say, "Come down from the cross, then we'll believe you."
然后祭司呢就会说，如果你从十字架，如果你是耶稣神的儿子，你从十字架上走下来的话，我就相信你。
You said you're the Son of God.
你说过你是神的儿子。
But you know what? It's as if Jesus is above everything. He's calm.
但是呢，发生了什么事情呢？挂在十字架上的耶稣似乎超脱这些万物，然后寂然无声，没有回应。
He's like a little lamb being led to the butcher shop to be killed.
他就像一只待宰的羊羔，带入屠宰场被宰的时候，没有回应。
Is he the Son of God?
他确实是神的儿子吗？
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, nothing happens.
九点、十点、十一点，好像什么事情都没有发生。
But suddenly at 12 o'clock,
但是突然之间在十二点的时候，
darkness falls down on the whole country.
天就突然黑了，整个国家陷于一片黑暗寂静。
everybody goes quiet.
每个人都静了无声。
Who is this man? Is he the Son of God?
这个人到底是谁呢？他是神的儿子吗？
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
一点，两点，三点。
Suddenly he hears a loud noise.
突然呢，他开始发出大声。
It is finished.
现在结束了，成了。
But Jesus is weak. He fell down on the way to the cross. He lost a lot of blood. He can't breathe. How can he shout so loud?
但是现在的耶稣不是很虚弱吗？他在经过这个路上接受的鞭打，是就受过的鞭伤，然后他的流血。他现在不是连呼吸都没办法呼吸了吗？他怎么可能能够发出这么大的声音呢？
He's like a centurion saying, "We won. It's finished. The battle is over."
他的这个喊叫就是带着欢呼，就像一个百夫长赢得了整个战斗，告诉人们我们成了，我们赢了。
Then it goes quiet.
然后接下来又是一片寂静无声。
Jesus closes his eyes.
耶稣基督闭上他的眼睛。
And he prays to God.
然后他开始向神祷告。
He says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit."
他这样说，他说父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。
Then he, one more breath.
然后他深深的又在吸了一口气。
And he died.
然后他就断气。
He's in control. He's deciding when he's going to die.
他在这他的在什么时候死，他是自己能够是控制的。
Longinus says, "Certainly this man was innocent."
这个金龙努斯呢，他就说，这个人确确实实实实在在是没罪。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是这个故事没有在这里停。
500 meters away.
然后在这个地方500米的地方。
This is the temple.
这是这个圣殿。
And there's a big curtain like your curtains here.
然后这个是一个很大的帘幕，像窗帘，就像我们这个帘幕窗帘一样。
Your curtain is thin.
然后我们的窗帘是很薄的。
That curtain was that thick.
然后，但是这个窗帘这个幕的话是差不多有这么厚。
It's 27 meters high.
然后它有27米高。
Taller than any building in Whangarei.
比 Whangarei 的最高的建筑楼还要高。
We don't have any 7-story buildings here.
我们在 Whangarei 我们没有七层楼的高房。
Behind the curtain is where God met with his people.
在这个帘幕的后面是这个地方是神和人可以相交的地方。
When Jesus died, it tears from the top to the bottom.
当耶稣这个断气的时候，这个帘子呢是咔咔咔咔咔，就从上到下完全的就分开了。
The way into God's presence is now open.
去到神那边可以面见神的这个地方的这个路已经开了。
He's inviting anybody to come and meet him.
这时候神邀请每一个人来到他面前的人都可以进来。
But it doesn't stop there.
然后这个故事也还没有在这个地方就完结。
There's a rumbling loud noise.
然后在这个时候他人们听见很多的这些响声。
And the earth starts to shake.
然后这个地就开始震动摇晃。
It's an earthquake like in Christchurch.
就像基督城的地震发生的是一样。
The rocks just split open.
然后那个岩石呢就开了，四散开来。
Even the graves, some of them open, and people, dead people come out and walk around in the streets.
甚至坟墓 都开了，然后在里面的人开始就起来行走。
When Longinus and his friends see it, they are very, very scared. They are frightened.
当南居姆斯和他的这个手下看见这一幕的时候，他们是非常的惧怕。
He falls down before the feet of Jesus.
然后呢，他就跪倒在耶稣基督的脚下。
And he says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God."
然后他说。他真的是神的儿子。
On the spot, he becomes a Christian.
就在那个地方，他成了一个基督徒。
This man who had killed many people.
而这个人呢，是一个杀了很多人的这个法师长。
The man who was in charge of killing Jesus.
然后他是一个处决团的这个执行官。
Sees the blood of Jesus.
然后他看见。耶稣的血从他的身上流出来。
The blood that can wash away all his sins.
然后这个血从耶稣这流水可以洗净任何的罪。
The man who killed Jesus, one of those who killed Jesus, now becomes a follower of Jesus.
这个处决死或者杀死这个耶稣基督的人，就在这个时候，他成为了耶稣的追随者。
Do you know he's the first man to become a Christian after Jesus died?
你们知道谁是第一个成为这个耶稣基督徒成为耶稣追随者的人吗？
Three days later, his soldiers are guarding the tomb where Jesus' body has been put.
在三天以后呢，在这个坟场，就是犯难，就是这个耶稣基督的这个坟墓。
They are wide awake because if they fall asleep, they will be killed.
所以呢，这个看守这个坟墓的这个士兵啊，是必须就是一直睁着眼，他们不能让任何的就是事情发生。
The sun is just starting to come up after a long night.
然后呢，在夜晚即将过去的这个时候
，Suddenly something happens.
突然之间，一件事情发生了。
An angel in bright, bright white comes down from the sky.
神的使者天使就从真的是很亮的然后就出来了。
The stone that weighs a few tons, he just flicks with his little finger and it rolls away.
然后这个坟墓的这个石头就他手一举就滚开。
And he sits on it.
然后呢，他就坐在这个石头上。
The soldiers are terrified.
然后这些士兵呢就非常的恐惧。
They start to shake,
然后他们的身体就开始
and they become like dead men.
然后他们就像死人一样。
When they wake up, they rush inside. The body's gone.
当他们醒来的时候，他们这样，然后他们进到坟墓里面的时候，他们发现尸体不见了。
The bandages they wrapped him in were lying exactly like he left them.
然后捆绑耶稣基督的这个裹尸布和布条，完全就和原来裹的。形状是一模一样的，没有动过。
It's just as if Jesus traveled through the material and it went and collapsed.
就像这个尸体呢，就是完全凭空的消失了，正如就从这些布条上的空间消失一样。
They say to Longinus, "He's gone." An angel came down, the stone rolled away, and he's gone.
然后他们就告诉南基努斯是说看管的这个坟墓的声音就说他就不见了他就这样子的不见了然后一个天使来然后石头就滚出去然后之后耶稣基督的身体就不见了
They run to the priest
然后呢他们就跑到祭司的面前
They say he's gone We were wide awake All this happened and he's gone
然后他们告诉祭司他们所看见的然后就这样不见了
The priests take out their wallets
然后呢祭司呢就从口袋里
面 They start counting money
拿出钱包来开始数钱
He has money
这里有很
多钱 Say nothing
不要讲任何话
If they ask you say we fell asleep and when we were sleeping the disciples crept in and stole him away
如果有人问发生了什么，你就说我们睡着了。当我们睡着了之后呢， 他的门徒悄悄地把他的尸体偷走。
But Longinus and two of his friends are Christians.
但是呢，龙天的时候，他的另外两个朋友已经。
They don't want to tell lies.
他们不愿意撒谎。
So they don't take the money and they run away.
所以呢，他们拒绝了这一笔钱，然后他们就离开了。
And he runs back to his home country in Turkey.
然后他就逃回他的家乡，这个土耳其。
And he tells them, I saw the Son of God, and he died for me. He loved me so much, he died for me, and he rose again. He's alive again.
所以呢，他回到家乡，他就跟家乡的人们说，他就说，我看见了耶稣基督，神的儿子。然后他很爱我，他为了我救我，所以呢，他自己舍己死了。
Many become Christians.
之后呢，在土耳其很多当地的人就信了耶稣。
But the judge sends soldiers to his house.
但是呢，这个当局者呢，就派了很多士兵呢去这个他的家乡捉拿他。
They knock on the door.
他们敲了他的门。
He invites them in, and they have a nice meal together.
然后呢，他邀请了这些他开了为这些士兵开了门，然后他邀请他们进来，然后给他们很丰盛的食物。
After the meal, they drag him out of the house.And they execute him.
但是经过吃过饭以后呢，他们就把他从屋里带出来，然后在当地的这个地方处决了他。
The man who killed Jesus
杀害耶稣的人
is now killed because he follows Jesus.
现在被人杀死，原因是他信耶稣。
Like Paul, who killed Christians, then he followed Jesus.And he also was executed.
就像保罗一样，他曾经是这个杀害基督徒的这个刽子手，但是后来因着他相信耶稣基督，成为基督徒，然后被人都杀死了。
Longinus said, "I am crucified with Christ."
然后呢，龙金努斯说，我和耶稣基督，我和神的同定十字架。
But I live.
但是我还活着。
But not me, it's Christ who lives in me.
但不是我和活着，而是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
And the life that I now live in my body,
所以现在我身上的这个活着的我，
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
是我是因着神信，因着神而活着。
The Son of God who loved me.
神的儿子爱我。
And he gave himself for me.
他把他自己的生命献上为了我。
What do you think of Jesus?
你们觉得耶稣基督是怎么样呢？
Some people laughed at him, scoffed him, said they don't believe in him.
当中的一些人呢，就开讥笑他，嘲笑他，而且是不相信他。
Others followed him and believed.
而其中的有一部分人就相信他，追随他。
Many of them were killed.
然后很多人的相信耶稣基督是被杀害的。
But you may say, how do I know the Son of God loves me?
但是我们可能会问我们，我怎么知道我们的这个神的儿子耶稣基督爱我呢？
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
He came down to earth for you and for me.
他从天上降到地上，是为了你，也为了我。
He became a slave.
他来到这个世间，成为一个仆人
，to serve us，
来服侍我们。
And then he became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
然后呢，他呢就是降得很卑，然后他为了顺服的缘故，他死在十字架上，为了你和我。
That is the most shameful death anybody could die.
这样的处死的方式是一个非常羞辱的，就是任何一个人要死是非常羞辱的一种刑法。
And then he exploded out of the tomb and rose again.
但是呢，他就打开了坟墓，然后他就升天了。
Yes, he loves us.
是的，他确实是爱我们。
He loved us so much.
他实在是太爱我们了。
That he gave everything for us.
所以呢，他把他自己的一切都给了我们。
And the Bible says it's the love of Christ like a magnet that draws us to Jesus.
在圣经上说，他说十字架上的爱真的是就是像磁铁一样，把这个爱深深的就是把我们带到他的面前。
And Jesus said, if I'm lifted up to the cross,
然后耶稣基督说，我是挂在十字架上。
I will pull people to me.
但是呢，我会把人拉到我的面前。
The most important question for each one of us.
今天我们在座的每一个人的一个很重要的一个问题是。
Is this, what do you think of Jesus?
就是你是如何看待和想耶稣基督的。
Are you crucified with Christ?
你和神耶稣基督同定十字架吗？
Is Jesus living inside you?
耶稣基督活在你的里面。
Do you believe in the Son of God who loved you?
你相信
gave himself for you?
你相信我们的耶稣基督神的爱子是爱你的吗？是为了你能够舍己的吗？
Shall we pray?
我们来一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much.
主啊，我们感谢赞美我们，谢谢你，谢谢你这样的爱我们。
That you died for us.
然后你为了我们而舍上你的生命，舍己。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.